Well, disguise yourself that people should not recognize you. So he said, B'mai ishni, how could I change myself? Omulei, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, like, Zil aisali mispara, bring me a razor. V'yagzaicha, and I'll shave you off. I'll shave off your beard and your hair. Is onam, ezvichano, I'll shave it off. Is necha, he says, and where can I get a razor from? Omulei, so the Hashem said to him, Oyele, who base to go into that house? V'yaisin, you bring it. Ozalash yechtinu, he went there. Is also Malachi Shoros. The Malachi Shoros came to that house. The Yidmalei Kegavri, he appeared to him like a person. He was like grinding the pits of tomorrow, as she says, of dates. Omalei, so Sancheiros said to him, Hovli Mispara, give me your scissors. Omalei, he said to him, Tochin Chagiruy Kishisa, if so, you grind for me these bunch of dates, and I'll give you my razor. Nitlacho. So Tochen Tzapan Tacherev himself went and ground up Tochen Chagrid Yeshisa to Yorvle Mesparta, and they gave him their scissors. Adios, by the time he came back, Yichshech became night. Omulei, so they said to him, so the Chazrocha said to him, Zil Aisimura, go bring me a fire, like I'll have to see what I'm doing to give you, to shave you. Is Ozli went to Aisimura, he brought him fire. By the Konofachle, when he was blowing up the fire, Aslid Benura Bedikna, the fire caught a hold of his beard. Is Ozl Gazaya the Rashi Bedikna? It's come out because Brochana came and shaved off the hair of his head and of his beard. Omu was said over, Hanu was said, that's the Pasuk says, to Gamas has left in Tispe, that his beard will also be burnt. All right, turn over. This is what people say to Risa Liamoi, if they go and shave off the hair of an Amor of a Goy, Shapale, Istale, Nura Bedikna, he should also burn off already his beard. And do not take the mockery, don't take the jokes that they'll make upon you. So also what happened as the Cherev went, Ashkucho Dafna Metevusa Benoich. He found a plank. From the table of Meir, we found a piece of wood. Almost he said, "Hainu velo rabba." This is the great Hashem, the Shizve leMeir mitufne, that saved Meir from the marble. Oma, so Sancheiros said like this: "He ozel who gav, if I go, O matzliach, and I have hatzlocha, I win, I'm successful, my war, makriv mul train veMeir kamoch, I'll be makriv my two sons in front of you, Hashem, I'll kill my two sons for you." So what happened was, Shomo Benoyu, his own two children, heard about this, took Hatlu, and they killed the father, they killed Moloch Sancheiros. And Hanukkah said, that's the passage says, V'ihu mishtacheve beis nisroch elohov, v'yagamoyach v'shaltatza bonov, v'kei becheruf. He was banged down to his avodah zarah, and his two children, when he killed him, they killed him because they heard that he was going to go to be makriv them to Hashem. Yeah, then the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Avraham Avinu vayechalek aleihem laila, hu v'yavodu vayakam, he divided up his machne at night time when he fought them. Yizom Rab Yechlin, oy soy malach, shinizdamon ali Avraham, the malach that came to help Avraham, laila shmoy, his name was Laila. Shnem, the Pasuk says, v'alaila omal hoyer gezer. So Yitzhak Nafcha, Rav Yitzhak Nafcha said, that this malach went and did actions of nighttime. Shnema the Pasuk says, in other words, he helped him with the stars and with the kechovim. Shnema min shemayim nuchma kechovim min seloysom nuchmo in Sisrei. In Sisrei. Omer Ashlag Vashlaka says, Toiva Navcha is better what Navcha said, midaba Navcha from what a son said. Vayidah, the Pasuk says, Vayidah Fadon, he ran after him until dawn. Omer Rabbi Yechanon, even Shiboy to Tzadik Adon, when that Tzadik came to Don, Toshas Koychoi, that's where he became weak. I remember before Rashi says, Tova Mio Dab Yechlin, Dab Yitzhak Nafcha, Mide Banafcha Dab Yechlin, Rashi says, the Mikra Banafcha, Dab Yechlin is called Banafcha. So he liked better what Rabbi Yitzhak had to say, better than what Dab Yechlin had to say. Now, when Esav Tzadik came to Don, Toshas Koychoi became weak. Roy B'nai Bon, he told his children, Shafidim Labad Avodah Zarah B'don, they didn't go to worship Avodah Zarah B'don. Shem the Pasuk says, Vayosam Masech Rebeis El, V'yasecha Nosam B'don. Even the Rosh in Nebuchadnezzar also got his strength when he came to Don. Remember it says, Midon Nishma Nachlas Uso. So Don, think twice, so the worship of the Lord is over there, and Don, that was the rebellion had a Kaycha, had a Kaycha who came strong there, and the Tzaddik of Rome became weak there. Now the Gemara says, Omer Abzeira, Afa Gav Yisholach, Rei, Shalvi Joseph Yudah Ben Beseira Ben Tivin, here's the rule, he told them three things. Here's the rule, Bezokin Sheshachar Tamudeh. Be careful for Zokin, even though now we forgot his learning, still you have to be careful to give him covered. Rashi says it means, Afa Pi Sheshachar Tamudeh, not forgot his learning. Heiru Ma'achmas Oin Tzayu, it's what it was by an Oinus, that he forgot it, so still you have to give him covered. And Machmas Einsoy. So here's the rule, Bevridin Krev Yudah. Watch out for these veins by the chicken that are Krev Yudah Shita. Rashi says, then he says in the morning, Chulin, Achiyishchet Esavridin Shalayf. When you make a Shita, not only do you have to shech the two simonim, you also have to shech these two veins. Hoyo Vitzaleyo Kula Kiechot. You ain't a Chaytcha Yomokot, you're afraid that you won't make your voice together. And it'll come out that you can't take care won't get the blood out. Therefore, make sure to cut that vein now, the shashita, the dam would come out. And secondly, he said, Hizu b'vnei Amoritz, watch out for the children of an Amoritz, shemihem teitzei Torah, from them Torah will come out. And Rashi says, what he meant to say was, that watch out for the children of Amoritz, shenasu ledi kom tamidik chomim, last is them covered, give them respect. Shemiyem teitzei Torah l'Yisrael. Shereyotzu shemai of Atalian. Shemai and Atalian came out. Mevnei bonus osan cheruv. Here from the grandchildren osan cheruv. Mevnei bonus shel homan. Lindu Torah b'vnei brak. They learned Torah b'vnei brak. L'kamon. V'yafagad them Yudah hochi Yisrael b'vnei amoritz. All right, but we'll continue on the next day. And what we meant to say is, even though he said these things to watch out, still, you should know this thing you got to teach them. He says, Kihon Nusa Madin Lu. This next thing you got to teach them, Rashi says, the Kamon Madin Lu, Kiyecha de Chazim the Kamon. Lezoch and Buchanetz, Lezoch, Kov, Yelm of Neizchus, Dalla Pesoyes, Psyus, Krim the Kamon, Kuram of Ney Ami Oritz. Lezoch, Lezoch, Kov, Yelm, Machmos, Chus, Ma Choye, Biavim. But we tell the Tamil Chomer from Yamoritz, you should know, the reason why you were zeichet to be a Talmud Chacham because some small schus that came out from your fathers. This much we should tell them. And the pasuk says, "Tzadik ato Hashem ki orif eilecho ach mishpotim adaber oischo madu aderech rishoyim tzalecho sholu kol boigdei vogit." How come the rishoyim have an easy life? How come sometimes things go good for the tzadikim? Netaten gam sheroshu yelchu gamosu peri. So Maya Hadule, what are they answering for these questions? Ki es raglim rasto vayalucho v'yeich te sachare es hasusim veret shalom ata b'tayach v'yeich atasid begoin hayardein. The Gemara says, Moshe is an example. Yodim Echad Shoma, he said, Yochal, he was boasting and saying, Yochal ani lo, if I could run, Gimu Palsoyis, Befnei Asusim, I could run in front of the Susim, three Palsoyis, Ben Betsoyimai, between the muds of the water. So in the Zamulay, Ragli Echad, met up with one person, Rosh Befana was running in front of him, Gimu Milim, Biabosh and Jerarlim. The Nilu, when he got weak, he couldn't keep up with him. His Omulay, Yamal, Befnei Ragli, half of Nasusim, up in front of a person he couldn't keep up with. Of course, not in front of Susim, a lot of come of a camera. For my slushes, Mila and Kaf, Gimel Pasoyas, Mada 3 million couldn't keep up with. For sure, not 3 Pasoyas, a lot of come of a camera. For my Biabosha Kaf, Ben Betsayam, a lot of come of a camera, a lot of on the dry land you couldn't keep up with him. For sure, in the mud you won't be able to keep up with him. Is that Vato? For my Biskalaba Pesias, Sheshilam Tulyay to Russia, Sherot, Akakroidi, Mada, like Nebuchadnezzar, ran four Amis. Nebuchadnezzar, that he ran 4 steps to give cover to Hashem. Hashem paid him back schar, that he was zeichet to have six children. Like Shemayim Batalion, like the Rosh Hashirot, Acha Kvoidi, is after Tamiya, שאני משלם שכר לאברום יצל יעקב שרוס לפונה כסוס מלך הקרום הבקרמו תרבד I give great reward back to אברום יצל יעקב that they ran in front of me like סוסים נאם נרסיד את הפוסק says תנביא נשפע ליבי בקיר בי רוחבו כל עצמו יסו יסי כשויכו גיבו רבו יין לפני השם ונדיברי קודשוי All right, we'll stop here. You are holding Daf Tzadik Vov Omer Aleph. Again, last Gemara was about these things, about you should be careful from Bnei Amoritz, Shemhem Teitzei Torah. The Gemara said, Ki Yomilso Medin. But this thing you better tell them, that we'll soon see that the Pesuk says again, Tzadik Ato Hashem, Ki Yoro Velecha Acha Mishpotim Adab Roscho Madu Adar Choshoim Tzolcho, Shaloicha Boy Devogit, Natosam Ganshoshi Yechu Gamoso Peri, so that you may always ask the question, how come that the Rishoyim sometimes touch us off Locha? Like how come Nebuchadnezzar was Zoicha Tekanki Rishalayim? So the question is, Maya Hadrule, what did he answer back? So Pesuk says, Ki es raglim rotsasa vilocha, viachtotcha sasusim roa sholomato batech, viachtasa begoin a yadin b'mo'yim. So Mor says, what does this mean to say? It was a moshul yadin echel, one person was bragging. Shomer, he was saying, Yochol ani loas, I could run gimel parsois of nasusim, I could run three parsois. That's a long distance in front of, I could even beat a horse. Main vitsoyamayim, I could even run between the swamps. So what happened was, nizdam nolo ragal echad, he met up with one person that was running with his feet. Rost the funny was running in front of him. Gimel Milam, only 3 mils, not even one parso. Piyabosh on the dry land, vanilla, and became tired. His omelay, so they said to him, listen, Omar lefnei raglei kach, lefnei asusim rachat kama vakama. Madach, you can't even keep up with a regular person. Of course, you can't keep up with a horse. Omar shloshes milam madach yoni went 3 mils, and he became tired. If you're going to run 3 passes for sure. In the dry land you couldn't keep up. For sure in the swamps we won't be able to. So the answer back was like this. Like the reason why Nebuchadnezzar was Zeicha, because at one time, we'll soon see the mice later, he took four steps, the covered Hashem, so Hashem paid him back so much. So Shirot Acha Kvoidoi is Ato Temiya Kashani Mishalim Schal Yavram Yisav Yaakov Shirot Slofone Kesus Lachatam Vakamo. That Avad and Avad Kosh Boko will pay back reward to the others that they ran Taka true in front of Hashem, almost like Susim. And Hanul Dixir, that's what the Pesuk says. La neviim nishbar libi the kid like my heart was broken in me. Racha fokol atzmoisa veitze kish shikor vechagever avoroi yoin. Mevnei Hashem mevnei dvoroi kodeshoi. Yeah. So kitzur, the reason why Nebuchadnezzar was zeicha was because he walked 4 steps lekavod Hashem. Now the Gemara says, Haino dalet pesius mahi. What were these 4 steps that Nebuchadnezzar took? The Yechsiv Gemara says a pasuk in Yishayahu, the Yisehi Sholach Meroidan Balodon Ben Balodon Melech Bov Osvarim. And it ends off the pshat of the sent in presence. So the question is, Mishum Ki Cholach Chizkiyo V'Yechazik Shodlo Osvarim Umicha? Just because Chizkiyo like was sick and became better, they sent him letters and presents. So it was in yes, Lidra Shas Hamayfas Asherho Yibaros. They wanted to find out. What wonder, what happened then? What does it mean? The Yom Rabbi Yechonon, Oysi Ayim, that day, Shemais by Ochaz, that Ochaz died, Shtei Shoy Soy, it was only 2 hours to the day. Shem made a nest light, in order there shouldn't be enough time to give him a good Levaya, a good Hespedim, so it was only 2 hours to the day. But the Chichol of Chizkiyov is Patach, when Chizkiyov became sick and became well, Ahadrinu Kutchubuchu Lahanach Esa Shoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned back these 10 hours, Nalei. To see the pasuk says, "Hinuni meishiv etzel hamalois hashiyodu malas ochaz." I give back now these things that went down the ochaz, the shemesh, the sun, achranis, esther malas that went down 10 hours were short that day. Fateshiv hashemesh esther malas hamalois hashiyodu. Now the shemesh returned and made the day 10 hours longer. The day when Chizkiyo became well again. Omulei my high, so they asked him like the modcha Meroidach, Balodon, Esther, Mayhai, what's going on here? Omulay, so they said back to him, listen, Chizkiyo, Cholesh, Chizkiyo was sick. v'yaspach, and it became well again. So because of his chus, the shemesh now is up 10 hours. Almost he said, Ika gavur kihai, v'lo ibinu l'shdu l'shalma, there's such a great person like this, and I shouldn't go and give him shalom? His chus, v'lo he wrote, shalom l'malka chizkiyo, shalom l'kros of Yerushalayim, shalom, and shalom l'lokor rabo, I gave shalom to Chizkiyo HaMelech, to Yerushalayim, and to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now the mice was Nebuchad Netzar, Safre, the blood and heavy. Nebuchadnezzar, he was the scribe, he was the writer for Obladon. Havi Shosa, Lehevi Hosan, at that time he wasn't there. He wasn't there when they sent his letter. His kiosk later, when Nebuchadnezzar came, Mamalu, he said this. As I said, he asked them, Hey Chikazvi, so how did you write it? Omulai, how Chikazvi, this is the way we wrote it. Omulus, he said, Karisa lay aloha rova, the Kasvin lepsai, like how you wrote the great Hashem, so how come you wrote his name last? Omar, they said, Ella, Hochi Kasevu, this is the way you should have wrote it. Shalom alakor rabba, you should have first written Shalom to the Akkadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom across the Yerushalayim, peace be to the city of Yerushalayim. And then Shalom the Malka Chizkiyo. So Amulus, they said back to Nebuchadnezzar, listen, Kuraino di Igvuto iu lehevi pervanko, the one that reads the letters, he should be the shliach, he should be the messenger. In other words, you go now and tell them this. So Royit Abasra and Nebuchadnezzar now ran after the messenger, Kidiroyit Arba Pisois. As soon as he ran, four steps, four pasois, right away also Gavriel. Gavriel came, the Ukman stopped him. So kids, these are the four steps that Nebuchadnezzar came to run close, like to give COVID to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Gavriel stopped him. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, if it wouldn't have been that Gavriel stopped him, there wouldn't have been any takona for the enemies of Klal Yisrael. So as she says, that means to say, the reward would have been so great, then the Nebuchadnezzar would have permission to destroy us completely. Like this, he only had permission to destroy Yerushalayim, to make the Churban Habayis. But if he would have won completely, he would have such a reward to wipe us out completely. That's why Gavriel had to come and stop him. Now the more is, my Belodon, Ben Belodon, over the Lashon of Belodon, the son of Belodon, Armadi said, Belodon, Mark, ever really Belodon, he was the king. But Vishtani Apayu, his face changed. His face changed and now he looked like a dog. Therefore another son sat on the kingdom instead of him. Therefore he wrote the name of himself and the name of his father also, Blood and Malka. And Hanu Bichsid, that's the Pasuk says, Ben Yechavirav v'yevir Adoinov. That Ben Yechavirav hod Yamorin. Therefore the son respects his father, like we just said. But we see here that they respect his father. But at the end of the pasuk, the Yevad Adonav, where do we see that the Yevad, the servant, gave respect to his master? To see the pasuk says, Yimiyahu, Uvachoydish Achamishi, in the fifth month, B'Esach, the tenth day of the month, he shnas Teisha Esor Shonel, the members of Nebuchad, Nazon Tzar, it was the 19th year that he was the king. So Melech Bovel is the Bo. Nuvu Zardon, Rav Tabochin, Nuvu Zardon came, he was the head of Tabochin, chief in charge. Omer the Femela Bovu Yishlaim, he stood in front of the king of Bovu Yishlaim, Vayisor Fez Beis Hashem, they burnt down the Beis Hamikdash, Fez Beis Hamelech. Now, Kopon, we see here the what that Nebuchadnezzar was in Yishlaim. Because it says that Nuvu Zardon, when he came to Yishlaim, he came to the Melech Bovu, he came to Nebuchadnezzar. So question is, the Gemara asks now, on these solid Nebuchadnezzar.